you give a little bit to the ag community, they will give a whole lot back to you.
From living up in a city to now majoring in agricultural business, people like Phil Rutsch are inspired to be in agriculture because of the people. Hear more about why he chose agricultural business and how he got to be where he's at today on the 66th episode of the Positivity in Ag Daily Podcast.
My name is Philip Rusch. I'm from Colorado. I go to Northeastern Junior College, which is a little ag school out in Northeast Colorado. I study ag business, and as for my background in agriculture, I wouldn't say I really have much of one. I grew up in the Denver metro area and really found that I was not necessarily engaged with my community, and found that the people within ag were really inviting and engaging, and I got along with them. So I would say that the people really brought me to this industry, and here we are.
Now you're majoring in agricultural business. Tell me a little background of how you chose ag business.
Yeah, it was super, I guess, a top-down thought process. I really wanted a business degree, but everybody wants a business degree that doesn't necessarily know where they want to go. So I decided that an ag business degree, get a little industry specificity in there, and decided to go that direction. And so now I've taken mostly finance classes, little soil and crop sciences, and learned that there's a lot to ag business, and there's a lot more jobs beyond just the producers that make it all happen.
Now you have a connection still to Colorado agriculture. Tell me about the land that you have.
I guess you could say sixth generation farmer, but did grow up in the city. We've got a little plot of land in Northeast Colorado that we actually all keep in CRP. So it's got 14 different species of flowers. So we've got these beekeepers that ask to put their hives on our land. And so we get free honey out of that. But all of our land is in wildlife habitat. And so the only time we really use our farm equipment is to plant food plots for pheasants or mule deer or something like that. And it's really just recreational hunting ground at this point.
So there's a lot of ways you're involved in agriculture now. Where do you see yourself continuing growing in agriculture? What could be an end goal for you?
So I find the commodities super interesting. It functions similar enough to the stock market, but it's completely different in the way that futures really work. And so I really see a future in that regard. I really enjoy working with producers more than anything. I would love to be more of a bridge between producers and, I guess, the rest of the world, because I feel like they get a bad rap without ever getting a chance to explain themselves. So yeah, that would really be my end goal. I've really enjoyed my time here with Farm Bureau, just because there's been so many connections that were made and so many opportunities that really came out of just saying yes to experiences and opportunities.
So what advice would you have for someone who's not necessarily involved in agriculture at a young age and maybe wants to get involved like you are?
I would say hop into an organization. Find somebody who is invested in it and ask them what they do and where they find their people. I've got a friend of mine, Jarrett. He is a mechanical engineering major who's down here in Florida with us only because we told him, hey man, I think you would like to be a part of our club. We would love to have you here. And he joined. He said yes. He did discussion meets. He's done leadership conferences, and he said that it's been one of the most beneficial experiences. So I kind of followed a really similar path, and just getting to see that happen for the two of us, that would be my advice, is just say yes and find somebody who's already involved.
You're one heck of an advocate for agriculture. Anything else that you'd like to share?
I would just say get involved, say yes, and please get in at every opportunity, because if you give a little bit to the ag community, they will give a whole lot back to you.
People in the agriculture community are special, and himself and a group of people went to the Farm Bureau Conference and were welcomed with open arms. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. I'm Michelle Stengler, your host, so have a great day.